need your help. I think I'm losing it here, man.
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
It's Tuesday.
The days are starting to blur together.
So it's Tuesday.
Can you be a little bit more specific?
It's Tuesday morning.
Okay, that's better. That's better.
Why are we waking up?
You got a show to do.
To entertain folks.
And also to
help people
get through this.
Okay, if you say so.
It's showtime. Hit it.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
And I am so grateful that you are here with me today on this terrific Tuesday. And going through a few of your texts and your emails this morning. Monica, did I hear the news correct? A judge put a stay on Nevada using an untested drug for a convicted person to be used in his execution. But they're still insisting all of us, children included, get COVID shots. Yes, Neil, you heard that correctly. This is just how messed up we are. This is how messed up we are. This person is on death row. Did people care about those who that they were killing, murdering, shooting, torturing, as those victims saw their lives drain out before them? He shot his victims, so, you know, it's not something that's instantaneous. And yet we are more concerned with the feelings of the actual criminals. I miss, personally, Old Sparky. It goes back again to deterrence. Would you be as willing? Well, I know I'm not willing to kill anybody unless it's over the protection of someone I love. But do you think most people would be willing to kill somebody? To murder them? To take their life over drugs or being drunk or, you know, acting out or, I mean, just the insanity that we see going on during the riots, a man being kicked to death because he was trying to protect himself. Do you think those people would be as willing to do these things if we showed executions live on the air? People being electrocuted, people being shot, people being hung. You know, I like the sensibilities of the Old West that when somebody was a criminal, you got the job done when it came to their sentence. So, Neil, yes, you heard correctly that, yeah, he has a stay of execution. Because now also the maker of the drug, oh, I don't want it used in an execution. That's not what it's for. You know what? How many people are out there killing themselves with just, you know, that overdose of meth that they can't seem to do without? I just, this world is upside down. There's no consequences. There's no punishments. And that's why we have increased crime rates. Oakland already had a 90% increase in crime. And yet, what do? Just in case you're traveling through the area, they just diverted $18 million from their police force. People don't care. Life isn't as important as it used to be. And that's sad. That is very, very sad. ConservativeDailyPost.com has this out today. Sorry, had it out yesterday afternoon. CDC admits vaccine more dangerous than virus. Yeah. And it's supposed to be. You were supposed to be so scared you would be screaming and running to get that first shot. And that's what they wanted. We'll find out eventually the nefarious mission behind all of this. This is why you have to do your own education. You look this stuff up. This is a hard story to bring you. Because this is a slap in the face to every single person out there who lost somebody, who wasn't able to hold their hand at the end of their life and to be with them, to torture children into thinking that they're killing their grandparents by hugging them. It really is disgusting. New study finds that we have to accept 4 fatal and 16 serious side effects per 100,000 vaccinations to save the lives of 2 and 11 individuals per 100,000. Wow. That placed the risks and benefits on the same order of magnitude. Well, that currently places it on the same level. But what's going to happen 6 months, a year, 2 years down the line when the adverse effects from these shots actually comes into play? We have had more deaths from this shot, this vaccine, as they call it, from all vaccines combined in the last 21 years. And yet, nobody's doing anything about it. No, trust me, they are. People are standing up for themselves, and that is awesome. Absolutely awesome. People are standing up for themselves. And the left, the progressives, hate this. That's why they're screaming louder and louder and louder. Because you're not taking this lying down like they thought you would. And it's not just in the medical field. It's not just in the field of health that people are taking their lives back. Gun sanctuary movement erupts. This is a story coming out of the Epoch Times. 61% of U.S. counties now Second Amendment sanctuaries. Why don't we have that here in Washoe County? Because of the people that have been elected. Had Dr. Fred Simon on in the last segment. I want everybody on. If you are running for office, I don't care what you're running for. I don't care what party you're running in. As long as you answer the questions that I ask, you're more than welcome to have airtime. You can call into the show as a Nevadan anytime you want. 884-9910. Equal time does not apply until next year. you're willing to answer the questions, then I'm willing to have you on because I want Nevadans to know you. And I also will be making sure that Nevadans know who don't want to come on, who don't want to face me. Either they don't like me or they don't like the questions I ask. They don't like my political affiliation. I don't care. You don't have to like me to try and get your message out being on the air with me. I find it interesting. I find it interesting the way citizens are taking control and taking government back into their hands. Whether it be with sanctuaries, Second Amendment sanctuaries, whether it be with joining the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association in becoming constitutional counties. People are taking control back from those who thought they would never lose it. But I will warn you now, they will continue to push back. Look at what we're seeing in the federal government. All the new things they're coming up with. Because they are literally scraping the bottom of the barrel to try and make Republicans look bad, to still try and get something on Trump. It's literally comical. We need some of that. You know, we need some of that music behind any time Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or any of the AOC when they speak. Crime up. AOC just says, oh, it's just hysteria. That woman. Oh, that woman. You got to laugh or you'll cry because she's actually a congresswoman. You just laugh or you'll cry.
This is not headline news. During Shark Week, Tara Reid and Ian Ziering will explore whether or not a real-life Sharknado could happen. It can't. There, I just gave you back the 60 minutes you almost lost. Kevin Federline has spoken out for the first time about the Britney Spears situation. He says he's on the side of whoever's signature is on the support checks. Kim Kardashian's Skims line will provide undergarments and loungewear for female athletes on Team USA. And if the women ask, does my butt look big in these? Then they're wearing them correctly. NBC canceled Good Girls, but producers tricked NBC into picking it back up by changing the name to Law and Order Good Girls. This is not headline news.
Your car says a lot about you. Bentley or Buick, it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive if it's not clean. Take care of your investment by keeping it clean inside and out. Prestige Car Wash on Highway 50 East in Carson City is just the place to keep your car looking new. Prestige Car Wash is 100% brushless and opens 7 days a week and offers a 24-hour rain guarantee. 1727 Highway 50 East in Carson City. Prestige also does detailing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a little something to play behind OAC. Baby Elephant Walk. Henry Mancini. Love that. Now I want to go. Oh, my gosh. Now I want to go to an Aces game. Always play that at baseball. Love that. Oh, it's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today and maybe having a little bit of fun. See what we're going through today. You guys just, you crack me up. You crack me up. Going back to the lethal injection for the execution, why not feed an ounce of heroin into the syringe? That'll kill him. Yeah, Oh, like I said, junkies are doing it all the time. No news on Andrew Cuomo. Protection by mainstream media? Well, of course. Of course. What happened to all those women bringing up suits against him for sexual harassment and inappropriate, you know, it's just, oh, we're going to wait until there's 5 complaints. And then it turned in, oh, we're going to wait until there's 7 complaints now. Yeah. They're not going to do anything against him. Should be charged with murder. So should Sisolak. So should Cuomo. All the Democrat governors who locked their states down and kept hydroxychloroquine, remember, Sisolak banned it, and kept that from saving people's lives, they should be charged with murder. Or even accomplice to murder. No, it should be murder. You know, we keep shutting down jails and prisons, and no. I think we need to be opening up a few more and holding people accountable for their actions. You have to trust with your gut. Long time ago, well, actually not even that long ago, just, you know, 10 years or so, people were calling other people idiots because they said, oh, you know, look at all those lines up in the sky that don't disappear and they just kind of filter out into the atmosphere. Those are called chemical trails. No, no, no. They're contrails. They're condensation from the airplanes. No. Condensation doesn't hang in the air like that. Those are chemicals. Aluminum, barium, and many other things. It's literally poison in the sky. You have to ask yourself, why are birds, and I'm not just talking one or two birds, why are birds, flocks and flocks of birds, falling dead out of the sky? Why do trees in seemingly healthy environments, you go up to Lake Tahoe, look at all the trees that are dead in that forest. Where is all this stuff coming from? One gentleman posted, Christopher, these are harmful chemicals to humans, and Harvard has now admitted they are spraying the sky to cool the planet. I've had enormous headaches the last few days. Guess what? The planet heats up, it cools down. It heats up, it cools down. Our weather is cyclical. It's what happens. It's the Earth. It's been here a hell of a lot longer than we have. Even John Brennan himself admitted that they're chemical trails. So just think about every story out there that people keep screaming, oh, it's conspiracy theory, it's conspiracy theory. Sisolak didn't kill anybody by holding back hydroxychloroquine. Just wait, because the truth always comes out, despite mainstream media. It's the Monica Jay Show.
Simple Cremations is the most affordable direct cremation provider in Nevada. Call 324-3720 or simplecremations.us. It's another hot day with our high topping out at 100. Overnight, look for a low of 63. Slim chance of thunderstorms here in a little while. Tomorrow, better chance of thunderstorms, a high of 93. Our low getting down to 63. Looking a little better on Thursday. 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Our poll question at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com being brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should Gwen Berry or any athlete who disrespects America or the national anthem be removed from the USA Olympic team? Just kick them off. You said you were going to represent America. Trash in America is not what I think most Americans consider representing. Yesterday's poll question, should schools be able to regulate off-campus speech? 100% said hell no. Well, they're doing it. Kids getting suspended for tweeting out negative things when they're not on campus. This is what we have to watch out for. Just found out, this is a text, just found out that the National Children's Museum is teaching CRT. Wow. We'll send more soon. Calling on patriots to help stop CRT. That would be critical race theory. Speaking of patriots, it's just amazing how cities around this country, this one in particular, it's in Illinois, they allowed Juneteenth celebrations, LGBTQ, XYZ, on and on and on, pride parades, exhibitions. But they are canceling 4th of July, Independence Day, not fireworks, the Independence Day parade. Wow. So you can have a Juneteenth parade. You can have a LGBTQ on and on parade. But you can't have a parade to celebrate the independence of this country. Wow. That's pretty sad. But it just goes to show where we're sitting at right now when progressives have the wheel. So what do? We put things together here and we celebrate. Independence Day is just around the corner. And I mean just around the corner. It's this weekend. It's this weekend. Independence Day is on Sunday. Sunday. So what are we going to do? Some people are taking Friday off. The observed holiday is Monday, the 5th. So tell you what. Dan and I and the team are going to be here for you on Friday and Monday. And we're going to bring you patriotic themes, America-loving music and stories and everything that we can throw at you on Friday and Monday. And actually, on Friday, we have a special guest with the 10 Rules for Life from Thomas Jefferson. Yeah. You know, these people thought through independence. They didn't just think about what they were dealing with. They thought about the future. And if you look, I mean, really look at what they put together, it's almost like they had a window into 2020, into 2021, into 2030. Because it seems like the Constitution, our Bill of Rights, is more poignant now than at any other time in history. And for you to get out and celebrate is awesome. So do that on Sunday and Monday. Watch the fireworks with your family and friends. But on Saturday, I would really love to see you at the Nevada State Legislature building from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. 4 hours. You can come for 1 hour. You can come for all four. But just come out. As patriots, come together to support our Second Amendment and our Bill of Rights. Basically, our independence from a tyrannical government. And I'm not talking about Britain. No, siree. So Saturday, July 3rd, make the 4th of July and Independence Day even more important this year. Join us on Saturday at the Nevada State Legislature. And I do say yes, because I will be there. Because it's that important. You know, we haven't had a big rally in a while. They've kind of dwindled. It's hot. People getting frustrated that others aren't listening. Well, that's not the time to stop. That's the time to push even harder. Make Independence Day mean something even more this year. And join us on Saturday. Because once again, your independence depends on it. You see people in other countries, millions in the streets. They have to take aerial photographs to show how massive these protests and these rallies are. Because we haven't seen the worst of it yet in this country. In the UK, they're shutting down again. And there's no end in sight for when they're lifting their mandates. Australia being locked down again for this so-called Delta variant. This is nothing new. Told you it was going to happen. Because they told us years ago it was going to happen. People keep asking me, Monica, are we done yet? You keep saying that the worst hasn't come. Are we done yet? How can it get worse? No, we're not done yet. Because they're not done yet. They're not done until we give up all of our rights. And so they will keep pushing. When the Delta variant is done, there'll be something else. There'll be the immu band for everybody. They're already rolling it out in California, that blue band that I've been talking about for months. the passports. Because you know what? It's, oh man, this was a video that was sent to me that I just, ugh. It just shows you that there are people out there who are fighting you just as much as you are fighting for your independence. Some woman was all excited because she got her Fauci, ouchie, pouchy. I am not kidding. Fauci, ouchie, pouchy. It is a pouch to wear around your neck with your vaccination card. And on the back of it, it says Fauci, ouchie, pouchy. Them making fun of us for calling it the Fauci, ouchie. Just remember as a positive, there are more of us than there are of them. There are more of us who care about kids' education, the divisiveness of critical race theory, the divisiveness of the SHARE program. Pick up one of the books. Yeah. I just received a video of a woman going through the book, and she was showing the pictures on the inside. Yeah, pretty disgusting. I mean, I'm not gonna play it because of what she's saying, but you have to see it for yourself. A child, a naked child, bent over with, hello, where the sun don't shine, all showing in all its glory. How is that teaching kids? It's approved for grades 5 through 10. And now they want to take it even younger. Everything in that education is a parent's responsibility, not the school district's. The school district's responsibility is to get kids educated so they can be productive members of society. And not sitting on their butts waiting for government checks. It's not the school's responsibility to teach them about fellatio. Yet they've taken on that responsibility because they don't think parents are doing enough. Well, who put that thought in their mind? The communist agenda. Go ahead and laugh. For all you haters out there, it's one of the first tenets. Control the public education system. Control the election system. Doesn't matter who votes. It matters who counts the votes. And we are going to be seeing very shortly. And of course, that very shortly is, you know, 3 to 4 weeks in government time, very shortly. Those numbers from Maricopa County are going to start rolling out. Now, unfortunately, somebody said August because they want to make sure everything is spot on, that nothing can be refuted. And I get that. I understand that. Because the left, the progressives, the Democrats are going to try and break it all apart. I mean, hell, Merrick Garland is already trying to get everything shut down. Multiple states are trying to get things shut down when it comes to, what's wrong with the IRS gets to audit everything? What's wrong with an audit? Isn't truth important? Isn't transparency important? Or are those just words that they throw around on the campaign trail? That was a rhetorical question.
Only in America, dreaming in red, white, and blue. Only in America, where we dream as big as we want to.
Only in America. Only in America. There are, you know, that's a dangerous statement. Because there are so many things that we do in this country that are complete. They're complete contradictories of themselves. You know, we talk about waste and recycling and all that, and yes, yet we go from using glass that's easily recyclable and reused to plastic that's now gunking everything up. So many contradictories. But that's what makes us, I guess. No, that's what keeps us in a constant state of frustration. Constant state of frustration. But you don't have to be. You know, I talk about this stuff every day. I'm not frustrated. No, not frustrated. You take a deep breath and you look at what's going on around you, but you know what? You still have control over your daily life. The choice is yours. The choice is yours to go someplace that stands for complete lockdowns and mandatory shots. Or you can go someplace that doesn't. I'm finding all kinds of new services. All kinds of new people who aren't afraid to stand up and say, hey, come on in. No mask. No vaccination needed. Come on in. I find it, I guess I'll go back to Alanis Morissette and just say I find it kind of ironic that the word has now put out, or been put out, that restaurants can go back to pre-COVID cleaning. You know, out of all the restrictions that we've had, you'd think that that would be the last one that would be changed, if changed at all. I want to see. You know, they're saying you can wipe down tables with just soap and water now instead of disinfectant. What's wrong with continuing with the disinfectant? What's wrong with killing the germs? A woman's purse has more germs on the bottom of it than, well, some say even a toilet seat. And yet women are putting their purses on tables all the time. Okay, let's just keep cleaning that with soap and water. Why don't we keep up the standards of cleanliness? Again, I go back to Bar Rescue. You want to know why people get sick? Look in the kitchens. Look behind the bar. Look at the floor. Look at the taps. Are they clean? Are they gunked up? There's viruses all around us. I get that. But that doesn't mean that we can't keep things clean. Maybe it'll save us from the next progressive Democrat shutdown if we do a little bit more cleaning. Then they can't come back and say, oh, well, this, you know, it's the environment. It's we're bringing this on ourselves. We have to protect you. Yeah. It's not about protecting you. It's about controlling you. We've seen that in our government since day one. day one. Look at the rules. Look at all the regulations. If something new comes up, it's banned. It's about control. Once people get into government, they honestly believe that they know better than you on how you should live your life. And that's why you need to pay more attention at the ballot box. This is going to be one hell of a summer and election season. And I can't wait. It's the Monica Jay Show. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's been an absolute pleasure today. Talk and text 884. Get your questions ready for tomorrow because I'll be back. Love you.